professionally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, phone lines are open for your take. As always, 844-967-2789.
Sports Talk Live, what do you got for us? Dominic, I tried to talk you into doing a little sports talk today, other than the high school football, a little dollop of that, because we're kicking off right here on Civic Media tomorrow night. Don't forget, WAUK Waukesha South on the WIRI signal in Wisconsin Rapids, Nakuska. Nakusa, yours truly will be calling the Nakusa Papermakers game, and our friend Chad Holmes, he'll be doing the games up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio WXCO. But Dom, when we were in college, we actually knew an elite athlete. And I mean, we all have dreams. We, you know, play a little high school football or whatever and think we're not half bad. Maybe I could play on a college level. Well, maybe not in my case, but other
5'6". I was never going to play in the college level.
Well, more dedicated athletes, better athletes than us might have, you know, dreamed of playing on the college football level. But when we were in college, we played with a guy. And when I say played with, I meant mostly intramurals. A guy named Bill Schrader, who was an elite athlete, world-class athlete, 18-time All-American in track and field. And I was the university's sports editor of the paper. And we'd go to press on Wednesday nights at like 4 in the morning. I'd get to start laying out mine. So I had this weightlifting class with the college football coach, Roger Herring. And the star quarterback, Gannon, would take attendance. I mean, this is a guy who became an All-American. And, you know, the team, I believe, won the national championship that year. But Roger was telling me about this track kid he had recruited to come play football, this Bill Schrader. Oh, you're going to love this kid. You're going to love this kid. And then I'd stiff Roger. I'd skip his class every Thursday because we had press the night before. And Gannon would just mark me present. Well, I skipped half the classes in the semester. But thanks to my buddy Gannon, got an A plus in that class. Then I think Roger favored me a little bit. But anyways.
Oh, that happens. How weird.
So Billy Schrader, after this tremendous single season of college football, scored like 14 touchdowns, a lot of them in the 100-yard kickoff return sort of variety. And so he got drafted by the Green Bay Packers in the 6th round. And he's still in college. And the U.S. track and field team taps him out and says, you're so good at so many different events, we want you to go take on, who was it? The Don and Dan guys, the decathletes, the guys being featured in the Nike's ads. Well, he was better than those two guys at 8 of the 10 decathlon events. So he's traded with the U.S. Olympic team. He's been drafted into the NFL. He's going to mini camps. And then he comes back on Monday afternoon, and he's playing in the lacrosse college intramural softball championship game against my team. And we've already played against Schrader's team in the flag football championship, and he beat us, and we didn't get a T-shirt. So anyways...
I'm still so salty about it.
I am a little salty. I'm still waiting for my first intramural championship T-shirt. My son played in a Special Olympics combined with the college kids at UW, played basketball this year, won a T-shirt championship, first year playing intramural as a high school kid, joining these college kids. He got a T-shirt. I went to college for like 9 years. And we go up and we play Schrader's team. And this guy, I mean, he could dunk like Michael Jordan. He played in the NFL for about a dozen years. Didn't actually compete in the Olympics, but he could have. And then he goes out and hits like 3 home runs in the softball game.
It just seems so wrong.
And like the third time he's crossing the bag and I'm like spiking him in the shins. I'm like, you know, you son of a... I'm like, at what point when you're a U.S. Olympian, when you're an NFL player, do you have to give up your college intramural eligibility, man? So I never got the T-shirt.
You never got the T-shirt. Yeah, he was an athlete, man, all the way around. And some guys just, you know, that's how they do it. They just have that ability. And he could hit that ball, dude. He could dunk. He could run. He was just a madman.
Next time I saw Bill Schrader, other than the fact he was often alligator arms across the middle, I mean, he dropped a lot of should-have-been touchdowns from Brett Favre because he just, you know, he didn't want to get hit. He was like Ronaldo Nehemiah, those track guys turned football players. They're not exactly known for their toughness across the middle, But Billy'd get that 30-yard sprint, man. He's so fast. He scored a lot of touchdowns. But I think he owes me a T-shirt. I really do.
I think you're right. We should reach out and get that T-shirt, man.
I think we should have OJ go rob him of his T-shirt. It's like the
don't do that.
That's my memorabilia.
Then that was Holmgren.
Roger Herring. Oh, Mike Holmgren.
Yes. And didn't he grab Schrader by the face mask one time? Wasn't there some issues going on the sidelines?
I do think Bill did get screamed at by Coach Mike Holmgren, but, you know, who amongst us didn't?
Yeah, you, Crudy.
Almost. I was at a practice one time. I did get to cover the Packers in practice. Who was Jerkovic? Do you remember Jerkovic?
Not the name, yeah.
He was a defensive lineman, sort of a goofy, fun guy. I think that was his name. And Comedy Central came to town, and they were filming, and they incorporated him into this humorous Comedy Central thing, but they're filming at Packer training camp. And I'm there, and, you know, I'm just a young pup. I'm still sort of, I'm excited. I'm seeing people I idolized. I mean, I'm on the sidelines with Sterling Sharp. I'm looking at Brett Favre right down the sidelines. You know, guys like Reggie White, Sean Jones, these were Hall of Famers, sort of.
Is that how you felt when you went to the Trump rally?
Similar. It was a similar feeling.
Yeah, okay.
It was similar. You know, but anyways, the crowds, when they did this filming, the kids, they all get to be outside the practice area in Green Bay. They do it at the Don Hudson Center. This happened to be a public practice. And so anyways, the kids and whatever, they crowd around, they give the players the bikes to ride back to the training center.
Right, right.
But they're filming this, and I'm sitting here watching it. And so anyways, Jerkovic is done with this ad, and the Comedy Central crew and me and my guy, my reporter, and all of us, we're all going to leave. And Jerkovic opens up the gate, and like 100 kids come falling in like dominoes, right? And then I just remember Jerkovic going like, "Make a hole!" And like, I've never seen such compliant little kids in my life. It was like rows of soldiers standing at attention. And it was like we marched through these rows of little kids standing at attention. And I followed Jerkovic off the field. But he was a funny guy. And I've got a few better stories. Like the day I interviewed Brett Favre, he was naked. I was wearing clothes. He had a towel on. It was in his locker. He'd thrown 5 touchdowns against the Bears that day. And his wife, Deanne, came and gave him a bag of peanut M&Ms. And I got stuck because of all the other camera guys and reporters crowding in. I was stuck. I wasn't going to leave. He couldn't leave. I couldn't leave. And he looks at me and he goes, "You hungry?" Yeah, kind of.
Always.
So I split a bag, you know, one of the big shareable-sized bags of peanut M&Ms with Brett Favre. That's also one of my... A tattoo of a devil on his right cheek, ironically.
Huh,
huh. I think he got that from me, you know, future devil.
Devil's
come back.
Is.
Hour 2, the happier happy hour. Rolling into more Sports Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta, the normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild.